Hello, and welcome to Children's Hour here on Radio 4, where, once again, Martin Bain-Jones...
Watch a cock!
As I said, Martin Bain-Jones of The Telegraph and myself, Craig Children of The Independent on Sunday, will be being frightfully clever about popular music.
This show, of course, aimed at a slightly younger audience. If you're a kid and you see Radio 4 as being rather like, I don't know, detention, perhaps, then look on Craig and me as two trendy young supply teachers who show up in TR7s and score with the young matron. Supply teachers, if you like, with a rather more lax attitude to discipline. Step out of line, though, and we'll be down on you like a ton of bricks.
Usually, of course, here on Children's Hour, Martin and I take a wry, clever, ironic, postmodern look at the fringes of popular music.
Very good.
Tonight, though, the poacher turns gamekeeper. Clever, you see, switch it round.
Clever.
As Martin and I turn the twin barrels of our comments on the huge, defenceless, bovine, dumb animal that is middle of the road, or MOR, as we call it in the biz. As ever, we'll be backing up our arguments with evidence from the text in the form of The Carpenters, Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon, and Acca Bilg. Do join us.
Interestingly, this show is actually pre-recorded, because while you're listening to this, Craig and I will be sitting at the President Hotel in Russell Square, filling our faces with food, and waiting to see if we've won a Best of the Rest award, or a breast, as they call them. So perhaps if all goes well, as you're hearing this, I'll be wending my way down the back streets of WC1, cupping a breast. Or
Martin,
maybe a pair of breasts.
Just don't, Martin. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
I wonder what he wants to see us about.
Oh, what, Keating? Our usual commissioning editor waffle, you know, well done with the show, listen to it all the time, sort of stuff.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I did have another slip-up with the bank again this month with the mortgage, and I did, you know, drop him a line, you know, about maybe giving me an advance on next month.
You already had an advance?
Yeah, all right, then I asked him to lend me some money. Well, it's ridiculous, you know, what we're expected to survive on. I shudder to think what Andy Thomas must get for that god-awful Radio 1 thing he does.
Maybe we're getting a pay rise.
Ooh, wouldn't hurt, would it? I mean, just think what he's going to be spending on this lunch alone. And commissioning editors do this every day.
Yeah, so, oh, Andy Thomas, you've got a new parking space. Come and have lunch at Planet Hollywood, and I can tell you where it is.
Andy, we need to talk to you about your accent. It's gone all posh again. We really need you to pretend you're from London, preferably the East End. Let's have a niçoise at the Groucho.
I don't see why we don't just pay our licence fees straight to the Ivy. You know, cut out all that bureaucracy.
Oh, very clever.
Craig Martin, hi.
Well,
hi.
Hello.
Sorry to keep you. I had breakfast with Andy Thomas this morning. I've been about an hour behind all day.
Working breakfast. That sounds very grand.
No, not really. We're just in the process of moving his show out to White City, trying to sort out parking spaces, all that sort of thing. Ah, menus, excellent. Have whatever you like, gentlemen.
Oh, certainly will.
Tell me, Marcus, do you find Andy Thomas's accent convincing?
How do you mean?
Well, you know, I had him doing his searching for the oldest Panama hat in the Algarve show, you know. You know how he always does that chat at the end about how he hasn't found the thing he's looking for in the programme, you know, but he's found something else, like integrity or a sense of his old self, you know. Well, to me that bit sounded, I don't know, almost RP.
Craig, stop it!
No, just me then.
Right. Well, I expect you're wondering what this is all about. Well, basically, you're going to have to pre-record next week's show.
Why? Was it all the swearing last week?
I only said Felch, and I apologised immediately.
It wasn't his fault either. Edwin Collins was bang out of order. He, of all people, should know the form by now. He practically lives in that studio.
Right, well, it's not that. I'm very pleased to tell you that the Children's Hour has been nominated for a breast.
Sorry?
Best of the Rest Award. Well, you've heard of the Brits, and there's the alternative to the Brits called the Brats. Well, a lot of people in the business think that the Brats have got too big and corporate, you know, and they want to get back to what music's really about. So a few of the indie music papers have clubbed together and started the Breasts.
Very funny. I thought the Brats was a clever name, but this is brilliant. It's all sort of cheeky in your face. So look out, the Breasts are coming. The award for Breast Female Vocalist,
Martin,
goes to Barbara Streisand.
Martin, shush. Martin, just please. Just don't.
Breasts.
Okay, so just stop it. So we're nominated. How many others are there?
What, for Best Radio Music Show? Well, it's a bit odd, actually. Four shows are nominated altogether. You've been nominated, obviously, and Andy Thomas has been nominated for the other three.
What?
Yes, it was a hard decision to have to make. In the end, we narrowed it down to his regular Radio 1 music show, the Bosnia piece, and the one-off special about searching for Elvis's Vegas comeback hairbrush.
Oh, I don't believe it. Has he done something about Bosnia?
Didn't you hear it? Oh, no, no, he went over to Kosovo with supplies and stuff. You know, he actually got shot at. Broke his leg in an ambush.
Oh, well, I can kiss that award goodbye then, can't I?
It was a great piece.
Oh, no, yeah, fair dues. He had the nous to pack himself off to Bosnia just as it gets trendy again. Can't complain if he picks up the gong. Oh, well, is that all?
Well, yes, there was one more thing. Just a word about the music programming for your show. We're delighted with it, obviously, and we're all 100% behind the stuff that you play. We just wondered if you could just appease the more regular Radio 4 listeners with slightly broader-based music, even if it's only for one show.
You mean Simply Red. He means Simply Red.
Simply Red? Now, that really is the limit. That makes me very, very angry. Have you met that Mick Hucknall? He's awful.
Are you ready to order?
Oh yes, I'll have the terrine to start with, and then what's chard? Is that the red lettuce?
I'm sorry, I'm new.
Right, okay, well I'll have the lamb parcels then. Thanks. You're so big-headed, just a sort of booby I really can't stand.
Is the soup hot, actually?
Oh, sorry.
It's vichyssoise.
Yeah, is it served hot?
Yes.
Right, okay, then I'll have that then in the Dover sole.
And if you're telling me that we're expected to...
The salmon and then the pasta.
Right, yes. But if you're trying to tell...
A drink.
Oh, yes. Do you do fizzy mineral water? Of course you do. You're a restaurant. I'll have a fizzy mineral water. And that really is the... Yeah, can we have some of those olive breads? Yes, for three. If you think I'm going to... Actually, we'll share two.
Would that be all?
Yes, thanks.
Anyway, yes, thanks. Where was I?
Simply Red.
Oh, don't get me started.
No, apparently you just pop one in a drink, they come round sort of 15 hours later, they don't know anything about it. Mick Hucknall there, and the wonderful Simply Red. You're listening to Children's Hour with me, Craig Children of The Independent on Sunday, and The Telegraph's Martin Bain-Jones. As usual, we're being clever about music for money. So, Martin, what's the clever man's view of the origins of M.O.R. or Middle of the Road?
Oh, well, I'm going to be unafraid to make a historical point here, if I may.
Oh, good.
And take us back to the court of Emperor Joseph II of Austria, who complained to Mozart that his music contained too many notes. Of course, we all remember the moment immortalised in that marvellous movie by Milos Forman, Amadeus. That Tom Hulse wasn't half irritating, though,
was
he?
Okay, yeah. So that's the Emperor wanted less notes in his music.
Fewer notes, yes, that's right, Craig, yes. What he wanted, in essence, was easy listening, adult-oriented, middle-of-the-road classical music. And that's why he chose as his court composer a man like Salieri, in many ways the Mick Hucknall of the 1780s. Playing his harpsichord at the Emperor's court in the same way as Mick might take his guitar along to a folk supper at number 10. And who knows, in a couple of centuries' time, Hucknall's struggle with mediocrity might be made the subject of a famous film, 198 years after anybody last listened to his music.
Thank you, Martin. Here's the Carpenters.
A good bad Joe, you gotta go, me oh my.
Yes, well, I'm saying to the, well, we had this guest on our last show, very, very colourful character, little Welsh chap with sad eyes. Mm. Funny, didn't say a word on the show, but afterwards I was talking about getting a haircut, and he said, oh, you should have it cut at Dorothy's. Oh, that new place in Old Compton Street. Oh, he kept saying, oh, for some reason. As I said, he was colourful.
Oh. Yeah. So you work at the BBC, do you? Well, I've got some friends there.
Yes, I'm going to some awards tonight.
Oh.
Our show's been nominated for an award. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't keep turning around to talk to you. Tell you what, I'll look at you in the mirror. That's what I'll do. Hello. There you are. Hello.
I tell you what I love. Always cracks me up. Really good. Funny, but clever. And really sort of thought-provoking.
Oh, you're not going to say Andy Thomas, are you?
Andy Thomas, that's the one. Because he's like a sort of really everyday bloke. Proper EastEnder. He can be intellectual, but like on the people's level, you know. He's had an incredible life. Dad died when he was 3, brought up by his mum. Do you know he did time for drugs or something? But then he worked his way through that, right up to the top. You can hear it in his voice. There's a lot of pain there.
Yes. He is very good, isn't he? He's a great mate of mine.
Yes. Oh, but you do hear some awful stuff, don't you? I had this thing the other day, right? Oh, it was so up its own arse. These two old queens carping it up about, I don't know what, punk or something, and oh, then bloody Edwin Collins comes on. I don't know.
You've been on holiday at all this year?
apparently they just don't do vouchers for pet shops. Dire Straits there with Romeo and Juliet. Martin, what makes something middle of the road per se? Say something frightfully clever.
Oh, well, Craig, yes. There's something enduring, perhaps even reassuring about middle of the road classics, but don't be tempted to think of these songs as somehow bland or unchallenging, but rather as a victim somehow of their own success. Take Bonnie Tyler, for example. Staple of the Radio 2 playlist, but in her time as raunchy and sassy as a girl with a lazy eye can be. But take a look at the stars of today. The Verve, Oasis, Robbie Williams. You can bet that they'll be MOR classics of the 21st century. Smack My Bitch Up will probably be playing at Prince William's wedding.
Well, you know, Martin, if we walk away with a breast or two... I just hate the way that keeps ending up as sounding like some sort of terrible joke. I wasn't making that joke. What I mean, of course, is that if we're offered a breast... I mean, if this show wins a breast... Oh, just give it... Look, if we go to bed and shag lots of breasts tonight, there you are, have your laugh, have your titter, I will finish. Then maybe this show will become a classic, and rather than be the cutting-edge, slightly dangerous affair that's built as a cult following, will become the Picasso-like roadkill in the middle of the highway that is broadcast journalism. Here's Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. Prince! Oh, there you are. Look, put the bells down a minute. I want to talk to you. Look, I'm under a lot of pressure at the... Would you put the bells down, please? Fine, keep the bells. Listen, I'm not going to the awards tonight. I'm going to stay in, and, I know it's a lot to ask, because you were going out and everything, but I'd really appreciate it if you stayed in tonight and kept me company. I really need you to do this, you know. I'm not being clingy or codependent or anything. It's just... This is a difficult time for me. Well, don't just turn your... Don't just walk away! Oh, fine. Go out, then. Have a nice time. Just don't expect your flap to be open when you get back at 3 a.m. Oh, that'll be Martin. Coming! Oh, my God.
Oh, not quite. Only me.
Where's your hair gone?
Yes, I've had a haircut at that new place in Old Compton Street. Dorothy's. Oh, they're very friendly there.
Quick, come in. Come in before anyone sees you.
It's for the awards tonight, you know. No doubt for years to come they'll be calling it That Haircut.
More like That Brain Operation. I've never seen anything like it. You look like... Ugh. Oh, you look like a really old tennis ball that's been eaten by a dog. It's those sort of shaved, tufty bits that... Oh, they really turn my stomach.
Well, Kevin from Dorothy's said I've got a lovely head. He reckoned I was one of the few people who could pull this sort of style off. Do you know, I want to look my best for the breasts. If Justin Frischman goes up to get an award, and then I do this, just before she goes up to get another one, let's just say, then I could say, quite legitimately, that I've rubbed my face in between Justin Frischman's...
Just leave it, Martin. I don't know why you're bothering anyway. I find myself getting so cynical about awards. The whole setup just stinks, you know. It's all rigged, you know, just lots of mutual backslapping. I don't think I'm going to bother going.
What?
Well, you know, Andy Thomas has got the whole thing sewn up. I just thought I'd stay in and watch that Motorway Madness programme, you know, Police Bopaloo Bopper What Bamboo, whatever it's called. You know, the one where Alistair Stewart gets all sweaty about bad driving.
Yes, it's quite tempting, isn't it? Oh, but come on, it's free supper, and the Beeb picks up the tab. Oh, you'll love it once you're there. Plus, I reckon we're in with a pretty good chance.
Well, how'd you work that out?
Well, think about it. We're a sort of double act, and they haven't given a team prize out for ages and ages. Also, we're more highbrow, which sits well with this sort of dumbing-down debate. And lastly, we've never ever won anything before. And Andy Thomas has won nearly every award going. I'm almost tempted to put some money on it, but when I went down to the bookies, the man didn't seem to know what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know, maybe. I mean, we did do some cracking shows this year. I mean, there was one of those Edwin Collins interviews that was really good. You know, that show with Paul Gallagher. That country music special with Jimmy Nail, yeah, that was all right. Actually, thinking about it, Martin, you could have a point. You know, we get brilliant feedback from our audience.
Yeah, well, no. We get an awful lot of feedback from one chap who lives in Morden with his mum and dad and signs his name Peter Davis, brackets aged 47.
Oh, hang on, we'd have to make a speech.
Aha, well, you see, I've jotted down a few ideas.
Oh, Martin, you're brilliant. Oh, we do work well together, don't we? The old magic's still there.
Well, what I was thinking was that you go up...
No, I got it. This is what we do. You thank John Rolfe and everything, you know, the producer, and then I say how we weren't expecting to win, and that the award should really have gone to Andy Thomas.
Oh.
Eh? See, that way we look really humble, and Andy Thomas really gets his nose rubbed in it. It'll be fantastic.
That's a brilliant idea. Yes, we'll definitely do that.
I'll call a cab.
Oh, looks like the cab's beaten us to it.
Hello, children. Yeah, speaking. Who's this, please? Right, yeah, but which friend? Oh, I see. Right, oh, yeah, no, I remember, yeah. OK, at the President Hotel. Brilliant. Bye.
Who's that?
Oh, God, yeah, some sort of bribe thing I'm doing. All I had to do was plug some band on Children's Hour and I get 500 quid.
Oh, good for you. Who's the band? Was it Blur?
No, of course not. Oh, yes, Martin, yes. Yeah, that was actually just Damon Albarn on the phone there, but weirdly, he wasn't asking for him. He was wondering if we could plug something by his friend Michael Jackson.
Well, I'm sure we could do that without too much bother.
Martin, it was Child B, you know, that awful Welsh lot that we did on tonight's show. Anyway, they owe me 500 quid and I'm getting it tonight at the awards.
What are you doing? I'm
calling my car service.
Car service? Blimey, that sounds very grand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're brilliant. They do loads of stuff for GMTV, you know. I've got an account now.
Obviously, we'll settle down and start a family, but let's get the A-levels out of the way.
Oh, hello. You're listening to Children's Hour here on Radio 4, where Martin and I are taking a clever postmodern look at middle-of-the-road music. Martin, I just want to come back on something you said earlier. Surely, for example, something like 1999 by Prince, although that's an incredibly popular song, surely one that won't suffer from underexposure in the next 12 months. I mean, that could never be described as middle of the road, surely.
Well, oh, yes, Craig, yes. Interesting point here, actually. The millennium doesn't actually start until the year 2001.
Really? Oh, that's clever.
Yes, very clever. And so I suppose that when the artist formerly known as Prince, who at the time, come to think of it, was known as Prince, same as your cat, Craig, actually,
make
he's called
point,
Prince,
Martin,
isn't he?
Because
what I'm saying is that his song, 1999, should probably have been called 2000 or 2001, if the effect he wanted to create was one of being on the brink of a new age.
Hmm.
Might seem like a small point, but it's one of those ones that once you've noticed it, it's bloody annoying.
Oh, just an awful glimpse of what it must be like to be you. Oh, God. Oh, don't go there. Let's not go there. Don't go there, as they might say in Friends. Here's Child B. Oh, what time is it, Martin?
Just coming up to 9:30.
I can't believe it. We're waiting for 45 minutes. Call themselves an executive car service. If they can't be bothered to treat all their customers the same, what's the point? Just so they've got the GMTV account, why should the award-winning presenters of Children's Hour suffer?
Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. We don't actually do the GMTV account.
Oh, don't you?
No, we do GMT, the construction lot in Gospel Oak.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just hope we get there in time for our starters, because I'm starving.
Oh, gosh, yes! Oh, I hope they do that melons with ham again. Oh, an aperitif. Nice, crisp, white napkin. White or red, sir? White or red? Perhaps you'd like both, together. Shall I leave the bottles here? Then you can just help yourself all the time, you know.
Excuse me. I love this. Excuse me, you're Craig Children and Martin Bain Jones, aren't you?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, we are.
I love that show you do on Radio 4, Children's Hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, never miss it. Never miss a show.
Really? We just have to get an award, actually. Did you hear that, Martin?
Yes, I did. Very good.
In fact, when I listen to it, I like to dress up.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Craig.
Peter Davis, isn't it? Please pull over. Peter, unlock this door. Peter.
Oh, and you know, you see boredom written on the front of the tubes, and you always think, I wonder what it's like there. And now we know.
Yes, and when you get fan mail from psychotic tumbleweed like Peter Davis, you wonder what it'd be like if he kidnapped you, locked you in his car and drove you to meet his parents. And now we know. Well, here we are, the President Hotel. They're not very glam, are they, these awards? Look, all they've really done is put up a couple of banners.
We stand for something because we won't stand for it. Well, that's probably very clever.
Oh, but where's the freebies, the party bag, the ruched crepe paper? Look, it's rubbish. Look, nobody's dressed up.
Oh, Ambassador, with his breasts, you're really spoiling
Martin.
Us.
Martin. Martin, it's just not funny, it's just horrible. Come on, let's get my money. Hello, it's Craig Children here. I've come to collect my mail.
You what?
I've come to see if there's been any post, you know, any messages.
Are you staying in the hotel?
Oh, God, no, I'm Craig Children from Children's Hour and the Independent on Sunday. I'm here for the breasts.
Well, I know these things drag on a bit, but we didn't think people would leave it as a postal address.
No, I just wondered if there'd been any parcels or envelopes left here.
There is this. Craig Children, it says.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. Give it to me. Come on, Martin.
Where are we going?
Can't open it here. We've got to find somewhere discreet.
Right, hang on. If I stand on the seat, you've got a bit more room. Look, I've got my system. Oh, wow. Got a wonderful view from up here. I say, Craig, George Michael's in the next cubicle. Oh, bloody hell. Actually, George Michael is in the next cubicle. It's all right, though. He's only having a dump.
Well, the money's here.
Ooh, look. Oh, spondoolie. Well, the drink's on you tonight, Craig. Come on, let's split.
Oh, all right, boys.
Andy. Martin, look, it's Andy Thomas.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Bloody hell, what's happened to your hair? Is that fashion or medical? You boys having fun in there?
Yes, we were snorting cocaine together.
What's in that envelope?
Cocaine! Yeah. Come on, Martin. Brilliant. Andy Thomas thinks we were having cocaine. Yes, the wonderful Child B there with Wake Up Boy, Look What's for Breakfast. Child B, of course, not so well known now, but tipped to rule the world in about 2 years' time, so do watch out for them. Also look out for them on their forthcoming UK tour with a band called Hate Pig. Martin, did you enjoy Child B? Child B, did you enjoy them? Child B?
Baffling. Absolutely baffling.
Yes, well, Child B there. Here's REO Speedwagon. Look, Martin, there's Andy and Marcus. Look. Hello, everyone.
Howdy.
Hello. Not too late, are we? Don't want to let the breasts down. It's important we give them all the support we can.
Craig, Martin, this is Kerry and Denise.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Craig.
Well, I can see you've picked up a couple of breasts already.
Just shut up!
Actually, yeah, sorry, Martin, but before you got here, everyone in the hall agreed not to make any more jokes about breasts, you know. Because even the 16-year-old journalist who thought of it has got bored of the whole thing and left.
Oh, but that's a shame. It's tremendously funny. Where's your sense of danger? Come on, this is the music business. You'll be saying the Bratz is a childish name next.
Craig, could I just have a quick word?
Yeah, sure, Marcus, yeah.
I didn't want to mention this yesterday in front of Martin, because there's no need for him to know. I don't really know how to put this, but someone has written to me 3 times now pretending to be you.
Oh, really?
The first couple of times have been fairly normal, but the last time it actually got abusive, just begging for money, basically.
Oh.
Do you have any idea, I mean, is there anyone who you think maybe's got a grudge against you, or... I mean, this person really wants to make you look like a complete idiot. I just want to know how you want to deal with it.
I think leave it for now, but if it happens again, let me know, and I'll decide if I want to take action.
No problem. And by the way, I think the way you're handling this Martin thing is fantastic.
What?
You know, his cancer.
No, that's a haircut.
Oh! Oh, so sorry. Andy seemed to think he was having treatment.
Oh, no.
You too. Best radio's next.
Ooh, brilliant. Ooh. Good luck, Martin.
Oh, yes. Fingers.
And the nominations for the best radio show are Andy Thomas for the Andy Thomas Show on Radio 1, Andy Thomas for Bosnia Lifeline, and finally, Andy Thomas for his infotainment show entitled The King's Brush. And the winner is Andy Thomas with Bosnia Lifeline. And before Andy comes up, sorry... Oh, apparently Children's Hour was also nominated with Martin Bain Jones and Craig Children. Before Andy receives his award, let's hear a clip from Bosnia Lifeline.
Well, here I am in the heart of Sarajevo. This used to be a very beautiful city.
Hell, that was quite close, that was. I'm going to try and make it back to the hotel now, maybe for a drop of the local moonshine. Do you want a hand? Look, can we get some help? This girl's really hurt her leg. Oh, my leg! No, Don't worry about me. Look, this girl needs help.
Yeah.
And Andy, if you'd like to come up and receive your award, please.
Yeah, from watching make a 10-minute speech.
Thank you. This award isn't for me. It's for the people of Bosnia, thank you.
Typical, yeah, play the modest card. Oh, come on, Martin, let's chip.
Oh, come on, I haven't finished the wine yet. There's plenty more cheese. Look, there's only the closing speech to go.
Well, thanks for coming to the Brest 1998. I'm sure you'll agree that we've managed to honour the right people across the board of our industry. People who represent what's good about music.
It's time to let you into a secret. As a test of integrity, each and every one of the nominees tonight was approached with some sort of bribe pertaining to their particular corner of the music business. And I am proud to say each and every one of the people in this room, bar two, refused to take that bribe. I'm not going to shame those two people, shameful though they are, because one of them's got a serious illness. But I think they've learned their lesson tonight, and hopefully we can all of us together make the music stand for something once again. We stand for something because we won't stand for it.
You're listening to Children's Hour. That was Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon's rendition of... from the musical Chess. With us in the studio to discuss that is our special guest, the lead singer of the groundbreaking new group Child B, Nigel Timpson. Nigel, hello. I don't know. Martin?
Oh, I'll have a shot. Nigel, yes. The song we've just heard was, of course, a later work of Bjorn and Benny, who, of course, we know from ABBA fame. Now, how did ABBA and the rest of the late 70s disco scene, feeding into the middle of the road as it did, affect your musical tastes as you were growing up in Milford Haven? It is Milford Haven, isn't it? He's nodding.
Good.
Yes. You can't see this at home, but although he's not saying anything, he is being very cool.
So, Nigel, I suppose the interesting thing about your lyrics is that they don't seem to have much in the way of a unified message, other than a sort of blank, staring hate. Would you like to comment on that? Do you like Aka Bilk? Here he is.
All that remains, though, is for us to thank our researchers, Alexander Armstrong, Ben Miller, David Mitchell and Robert Webb. Big shout goes out to Charlie Condo, Melissa Lloyd and Tony Gardner. Respect to our producer, John Rolfe. And way cheers to our studio guest, Thingy from Child B. From me and Craig, goodbye. Right, well, I'm off to get my hair cut for the awards tonight.
Ooh, I tell you where you should go. Ooh, Dorothy's in Old Compton Street.
Oh, right, pipe up now, yeah.